Good morning. Welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. Jesus, who is the Word, has given us the Word to read about Him. Even in chapters like we have before us today, 2 Chronicles 27. It's a short chapter, as you can see on your screen there, so you know what I'm hoping for, a short devotional. If you're not watching this live, you can already see if I've kept to it being short or not, but let's pray. Father, thank you for this time in your word. It is a gift to know your son, even as we read about him in the Old Testament. We pray that as we look at 2 Chronicles 27 today, we would get glimpses of him, Lord, through your grace, and we would be shaped by the words that you specifically gave to your people in this chapter. We pray this for Jesus' glory, for our good, and for your pleasure, O Lord. Amen. All right. 2 Chronicles 27, beginning in verse 1. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah had done, except he did not enter the temple of the Lord. But the people still followed corrupt practices. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord and did much building on the wall of Ophel. Moreover, he built cities in the hill country of Judah and forts and towers on the wooded hills. He fought with the king of the Ammonites and prevailed against them. And the Ammonites gave him that year 100 talents of silver and 10,000 cores of wheat and 10,000 of barley. The Ammonites paid him the same amount in the second and the third years. So Jotham became mighty, because he ordered his ways before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all his wars and his ways, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Ahaz his son reigned in his place. Jotham is an interesting man in the lineage of kings that we read of in 2 Chronicles and also in 2 Kings. And what's interesting about him is that in both 2 Chronicles and 2 Kings, the account of him is quite short. Here, it's only 9 verses long. We read a little bit about him in the previous chapter. And in 2 Kings, it's also quite short. It's just a total of 4 verses maybe that mention Jotham in 2 Kings chapter 15. It's a short account, and it's also interesting that he has a relatively short reign. Not the shortest by far, but not a very long one, not in light of his father's length of time on the throne, and others like Manasseh, who reigned for 55 years, who we'll still read about. Actually, I believe Manasseh is Jotham's great-grandson. But still, the point is, Jotham's reign is pretty short, and the account of his reign is short. And what's interesting about that is that he's a really good king, actually. He does a lot of good for the people of Israel. And he does good in spite of the bad that his father Uzziah had done. Now, Uzziah was a generally good king, but at the end of his life, he did something pretty bad, pretty unfortunate for his own life. And we read about that yesterday in our devotional. Pastor Jason did something interesting. When he got to verse 16 of yesterday's chapter, he paused. He read how Uzziah had grown strong at the end of verse 15, and then he paused and said, as it says there, but when he was strong, he grew proud to his destruction. That's what Uzziah did, the father of Jotham. And we saw how Uzziah demonstrated his pride, or how his pride manifested itself. He went into the temple and burned incense. And so what's particularly intriguing about Jotham is that we read in verse 2 that he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord according to all that his father Uzziah had done, except he, Jotham, did not enter the temple of the Lord. Jotham learned a lesson from what his father Uzziah had done. His father Uzziah was a generally good king up until that moment where he grew proud, and he decided to enter the temple and burn incense, which was something that a king was not authorized to do. Only the priests were authorized to do that. But Jotham learned from his father's mistakes. I wonder, will we learn from our fathers and mothers, from those who were influential in our lives, those who maybe were great parents or great teachers or great friends who are older than us, who have set a good example for us, maybe even who have gone ahead to be with the Lord? Will we learn from them? And will we be able to distinguish the good things that they have done from the things that we ought not to emulate, the transgressions, like we read of in the previous chapter of 2 Chronicles that Uzziah committed? May we, as Paul says, may we follow Paul, or may we follow Uzziah, or even Jotham, or whoever it may be, as they follow the Lord. And when they're not following the Lord, may we correct and love if we have opportunity, but in either case, may we not follow. Now, the other thing that's interesting here, or one of the other things, is that Jotham blesses the people of Judah profoundly with all the things that he builds and all the work that he does and the victories over the Ammonites and the talents, 100 talents of silver and the 10,000 cores of wheat and 10,000 cores of barley and all the blessings that he brings to the people of Judah. But notice what precedes these verses here. It's a comment, also in verse 2, that the people still followed corrupt practices. This time, the people of Judah are exclusively at fault. They have a good king, but they're not following his good example. And we have a good king. If we're in Christ, will we follow his good example? Now, Jesus is more than just an example, but he's not less. And we're called to follow him. We're called to follow Jotham in how he built and blessed the people. We are to be productive as God's people. Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to be a blessing. God intends to bless his people so that they'll be a blessing to others. And God is the God over all creation. It's through Jesus that all things were created. And we are to use his good creation to bring about an abundance of resources for those in this generation and those that are to come. Whether it be food or whether it be architecture or whether it be order in general, we are to bless this good creation by bringing about these things as God enables us to. And we are to do this even when the people that we are intending to bless don't recognize it, when they don't follow after our example. Just like the people did not follow after Jotham's example, after his good order that he brought to his kingdom. And I think order is a key word for us for today, because as we read in verse 6, Jotham, like his father Uzziah, became mighty, he became strong, but he ordered his ways before the Lord his God. And it was that order, I think, that kept him grounded in his kingship. He understood that God had given him his kingship, that God had given him all of the blessings that he had received, and he put God first. That's what it means, really, in the most general way, to order our way before the Lord our God rightly. He is God. We live in his world. We do what he tells us to. God sent Jesus to save his people because they don't always do what's right and they don't always follow the good king who God has given to them. But he's a king who made payment for us to be right with God and to still be under his rule. As we come back to him in repentance and trust, we are blessed. We are blessed by trusting in Jesus and turning away from our own attempts and our own desires to be mighty ourselves, to be great. And as we turn away, as we're humbled, as we're brought low, we're actually refueled to be a blessing. It is our humility that is the greatest blessing to the world. It is our dependence on Jesus that will bless this creation more than anything else will. It's that thing. It's that way of life that will actually cause us to love and serve people, because we won't feel better than the people we're attempting to serve. We won't feel so quick to be justified in doing the right thing and them doing the wrong thing and the anger that comes about as a result. We'll be more humbled, knowing, wow, we are just like those people that we're called to serve and bless. We want to turn away from our King as well, but our King is gracious and our King has provided for us, and they're not much different than we are. And really, it's that kind of self-awareness that will enable us to even begin to want to bless others in this world, even when they won't recognize it, even when they won't want to follow our example. It's that coupled with an understanding of what Jesus did to secure followers for himself, people who would grow to appreciate who he is and the ways that he has blessed his people. And the way that he did that was first by being abandoned, not followed by all of those who would eventually come to follow him. He was abandoned by every one of his disciples. And most crazy of all, he was abandoned by his very Father on the cross. He was forsaken by God the Father, because he was taking on the consequences for our abandoning of the Father ourselves. We didn't want to follow God's good instructions to us. We didn't want to follow the true King. The consequences of us abandoning Jesus was the Father abandoning Jesus, because Jesus took what we deserved. We deserved for the Father to abandon us, but Jesus was abandoned in our place. And in the process, Jesus was securing followers for himself forever, because the Father was pleased with what Jesus did, and he raised him from the dead, and he sent the Holy Spirit of Jesus to come and dwell in all of God's people. And he, the Holy Spirit, now enables us to want to and to be able to follow Jesus, the true King. So Jotham didn't have the ability to make, even though he was a good king, he didn't have the ability to make the people of Judah follow him. And Jesus is the perfect King who has the ability to make his people follow him for their good. He blesses his people. He blesses the world through his work in his people now. And our calling is to be a blessing to the world, even when it won't appreciate and even when it won't follow us. Because Jesus is going to have all of his people in the end. Every one of the people he wants will follow him to the end. We can rejoice in that. The King's going to get his people. Let's thank him that we can be part of that people. Father, thank you so much for Jesus, the better King than Jotham. We pray that we would follow Jotham as he follows Jesus, Lord, as he prepared the way for Jesus, that is, in today's chapter. We're thankful for men like that, men and women who would point us to you. We pray that we would follow them in the ways that we ought to, that we wouldn't follow them in the ways that they don't point us to you, and that you would really, in all of this, help us to help others to follow you. Jesus, you are worth giving up our lives for. May we do that through your Spirit's help, following you wherever you lead us. In your name we pray, O Jesus. Amen. I'm thankful you could join us today for this look at 2 Chronicles 27. Hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow as we look at the book of 1 John, that middle chapter there in the book. But in any case, I hope you'll go out into the Lord's world wanting to be a blessing to the people in it because of how much Jesus has blessed you. God bless you.